Okay. Yesterday we talked to we talked to Morgan Palmer on Friday, and he filled me with boyish enthusiasm. We talked to Nick Allard yesterday, and the models had changed somewhat. But as things tend to happen in weather, the models seem to be changing again. And so I turn to our friend Morgan Palmer at Cairo 7 News to give us the very latest. Can you restore my boyish enthusiasm, Morgan?
Sort of. You know, if you
so you're going to bring me back to my teen years?
You know, half on, half off the sled, maybe.
Okay.
Up around Everett, Arlington, Marysville, boy, you've got a really good chance of having a snow day tomorrow. What we're going to have later on tonight is a system coming in from the Pacific. It's a fast-moving system, and it's going to come in from due west to east across the Olympics down the strait, get to about King County, and it will look on the radar like it's taking a hard left turn toward the Canadian border once it gets to the strait. It's just encountering stronger southerly winds when it comes in. But what's going to end up happening is we get this band of snow that sets up, and we're talking about 5-6 of the coast will get some snow, but 8 to 10 o'clock around the sound, snow picks up, but it's mainly from about the Seattle area to Bremerton, Port Orchard, to about Shelton North. That's how it looks right now. This band, though, is going to create a snow gradient where we have a really sharp drop-off in snow totals, where, a lot like the convergence zone, we can get 4 or 5 inches in shoreline and nothing in downtown Seattle, or 3 to 4 inches in Seattle over the east side and nothing in Kent. It's going to be that sort of situation where you travel a few miles to the south and you're running out of snow accumulations very quickly. Obviously, that makes forecasting it, well, pretty difficult until we get into like the few hours before it actually happens. But we're looking at that break point being right over the Seattle metro area, maybe just north. So we might miss out in Seattle, but yeah, it's going to be close.
And so the Seattle will be about what time? 8 or 10 o'clock tonight?
About 10 o'clock. Okay. Starting 8 to 9, and this is going to be heavy snow when it comes in.
And is it going to be below freezing all day around here?
It won't. It will be below freezing until we get into about midday tomorrow. We'll probably have some warmer air work in tomorrow during the day, and that's going to help us out in the lower elevations. And less snow tomorrow. All of this that I'm talking about, by the way, is done before the morning commute. This storm's across the border, up, headed north into BC, past customs and everything, way before daybreak tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So it's late tonight, tomorrow morning. If you're along and say north of Bremerton, I'd say Bremerton to Bainbridge to Seattle, you have a much better chance of getting a few inches. Snohomish County, 3 to 6.
Okay.
And so Port Angeles also gets slammed by this.
I'm liking this. Okay.
There's a shot.
Is there anything? You know that I have a somewhat influential radio show here, Morgan. You know that, right?
I've heard.
And government officials, they like nothing more than to please me. If I try to mobilize all the power of this radio show, do you think if I could get them to seed the clouds before, 6-7 o'clock, that we could increase the snow totals?
I would doubt it, because we already will have enough moisture, and we need the lift. And the lift is what's going to bring the moisture up into the clouds, and the clouds are cold enough. And to be scientific for you, whenever you seed clouds, you're actually getting clouds to grow where they wouldn't normally otherwise. We have the mechanism in place. It's just the wear. And so if you tried to seed clouds in the South Sound, it wouldn't work.
Is there anything I can do? And I'm just thinking long term, maybe going into next year. Is there anything that we can do to try to ensure a better chance of getting, like a Midwest couple feet of snow for about 2-3 weeks around Christmas time? I guess my question, Morgan Palmer, is how close are we to being able to manipulate the weather for my pleasure?
For Dory's amusement, to get a lot of snow around here, you'd probably need to start the building project right now and put Seattle a couple thousand feet higher than it is right now.
Wait a second.
Weather modifications way, way, way down the road. And it has a lot of unintended consequences.
No. But wait a second.
You take rain away from somewhere else.
Think of the unintended benefits, though. If we were to put in pillars and raise Seattle up 2,000 feet, we wouldn't have to deal with that stupid convention center clogging traffic both directions on I-5. We could redesign it to be a traffic utopia.
You've got a point there. That's a choke point right there.
I'm running for governor. And that's going to be my new number one plank in my platform. We're going to raise the elevation of Seattle a couple thousand feet, and we're going to completely redesign it from scratch. And I don't even want to get into paving over Lake Washington, but we'll do that at some point, too. All right, Morgan, I appreciate the info. I'll look forward to gazing out my window this evening.
And good luck. Okay. We're right on the edge right here.
Okay, thanks, Morgan. Uh-huh. Really appreciate it. Bye. Morgan Palmer, Cairo 7 News, joining us. So 10 o'clock. I don't know. I might go sledding. I'm going to go sledding tonight.
Okay. What? Just make sure that you can move in the morning.
Ah, you kidding me?
Yeah. As if you move so well right now.
Oh, man. Okay.